Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Eldon Auker. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Emerson Dickman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Emerson Dickman. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor juggles the ball. That's an error on Tabor. Lobbs moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground into center field. Kramer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kramer. Lobbs scores. Clift moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Browns. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clift scores. Berardino moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Browns. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Judnick. The throw from Peacock and he is safe. Judnick steals second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Judnick scores. It's 3-0, Browns. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0 for 1 in the game. Hogue hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a fly ball into right field. Hogue settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Emerson Dickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickman is hit by the pitch. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Swift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clift moves to third. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0 for 1 in the game. Auker hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clift scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Browns. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dickman juggles the ball. That's an error on Dickman. McQuinn moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Lobbs strikes out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clift takes first base on ball 4. McQuinn moves to third. Hoag moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. McQuinn scores. Hoag moves to third. Clift moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Browns. Jack Wilson now pitching. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Swift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin strikes out. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0 for 1 in the game. Peacock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doerr moves to second. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Auker strikes out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 3 in the game. Larry hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into left field. Lobbs picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lobbs. Kramer scores. Williams moves to third. It's 5-1, Browns. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lobbs throws the ball into Berardino, who tags Cronin, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Williams scores. Doerr moves to third. It's 5-2, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Finney throws the ball into Doerr, who tags Hoag trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-3 in the game. Lobbs hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Finney moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Clift reaches second base with a double. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clift. The throw from Peacock and he is out, Tabor applying the tag. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Berardino strikes out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Swift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-3 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Tabor moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peacock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tabor scores. Doerr moves to second. It's 5-3, Browns. Red Nonnenkamp pinch hits for Jack Wilson. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Auker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hebbing fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-4 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hebbing fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Judnick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-4 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Kramer hits a line drive into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.